Today we would like you to meet Cassandra. She is a program coordinator who manages staff who support individuals in a residential setting.
Hi, I'm Cassandra. I've worked in this field for over a decade, and I now oversee two houses. Over the years, I have seen many well-intentioned people have unfortunate things happen to them because of poor boundaries. When I first started out as a direct support professional, I know it took me a while to get in the habit of having appropriate boundaries. One of the individuals I support, Tom, asked me to bring him out shopping and then to McDonald's for lunch. I decided that as a treat, I would pay for McDonald's. I mean, what's the big deal if I pay for Tom's lunch? Tom had been complaining about how tight his budget was, and he was barely able to afford the things he needed. He complained about having to buy the generic brands instead of the things he really wanted, and he even had to put some things back at the checkout counter because he had gone over his allotted money for the trip. He had already done so great being responsible with his money, so I thought I was helping him out by paying. Well, I quickly learned that not setting clear boundaries put me in an uncomfortable position. Tom started to ask me for money almost daily. "Just a few bucks for a pop," he would say. When I told him no, he got upset, saying that I must not like him anymore and that he didn't want me working with him. He also started asking other staff to pay for his lunch too, so now my coworkers were mad at me because I had put them in a bad situation. The next week, I got called into my supervisor's office. She talked to me about how serious the situation was and that if something like this happened again, I would be fired. My boss explained that Tom had worked really hard on learning to live within his means. She told me that he had done so well on being independent with his money and in other areas that his team was hoping he could transition into his own apartment in about a year. But by me paying for his lunch, he now thought he could ask for others to pay for things too. And the progress he had made in understanding his budget had really taken a step back. I felt really bad. I didn't realize that all of this could happen just because I was trying to be nice. This experience really taught me how important it is to have appropriate boundaries, and I've been able to share my story with other staff that I supervise to help them have professional relationships with the individuals they support.